Sechtes Mekvoyes, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues discussing the halachas of Chatzitza. Says the Mishnah, Eilu she'en choytetzin, the following things do not act as a barrier between the water and the person who's being toivel. Kilkulei haroish, entangled hair on the head, ubeis asechi, or in the underarms, ubeis astorim, or private parts, beish, on a man. This is something which there's no hakpada, and therefore, once a person's not makpid, it is not considered chatzitzer. Any place where he's makpid, he's chaytzitz. If he's not makpid, it's not chaytzitz. And the Tanakhama holds that a man is not makpid, and therefore would be batel daitoi. If you found somebody who was makpid, then it wouldn't be a chatzitza, because we would say batel daitoi to call other. Eliezer is more makpid. He says it depends on the individual. He holds that it depends. He's more machmir. He holds it depends on the individual. Mesechtes Mikvoyes Perik Tes Mishnah Dalet Liflif Shev Ba'ayin. Secretion in the eye itself, when it's still in the eye, it's not considered a chatzitza, because people don't necessarily remove it. The gelad shal hamaka is a scab on top of directly on top of the wound. Misraf halach, it's sap that got onto a person that they're still not dried up. The chluchei tzoya shal b'saroi, if moist, sweat or dirt is on a person's skin, which again is something which someone is not makpid to remove it. Soya shetachas atziporin, dirt which is underneath the nail, it's not something which is makpid because it's still soft. Masha'en kein, earlier we discussed the case of botzek dough which gets stuck underneath a person's nail. Vitziporin hamidoldelas, a nail which is hanging. Koshes shel cotton, a child that has hairs which later on in his life are going to fall out. Certain places the hair is falls out. So then that hair is not considered a chatzitza. Now, loy tame, if something touches the hair, it doesn't become tame. Veloy metame, if the person is tame and something touches these hairs, it doesn't become tame through that. Krum shalamaka, however, scab on top of a wound, that becomes part of the skin itself, and therefore tame umetame. It's considered part of the skin to the point that if he is tummy and something touches his skin, it would transmit the tumor and vice versa.